Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you?
I know him.
Do you really?
Come on, you don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
I know an Olympian.
Well, nice job, Amy Cochran. She's bringing it with her Evan Lysacek story.
Love that.
Oh, and Sandberg, remind me, we got to get David Most, Dr. Most's brother, on. He knows a whole slew of Olympians. What Olympians do you know? 312-981-7200. That's the number. Text in. And make up a story if you don't have one. Maybe you were there when Bruce Jenner decided he didn't want to be Bruce Jenner anymore. I mean, any story you have.
I met some famous curlers over the weekend.
Yeah, you did curling thing. When was that?
I did curling yesterday at the Chicago Curling Club for WGN-TV. It was fun. It's very challenging.
No, that's not what you told me off the air. Off the air, you told me that it wasn't that exciting.
It wasn't as exciting as like a ski jump or
did
a luge.
Did you do both sides?
It wasn't scary, but I did. Yeah,
so you were
both sides of the ice.
You were a slider and a sweeper?
Yes. I didn't sweep very well. It's hard to sweep.
Well, sweeping's easier.
No, you need more balance for sliding, but sweeping, you have to get, you can't touch the stone, which I learned, because I'm trying to
push
the stone.
Don't touch the stone?
They yell, sweep, 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 or they yell, stop, stop, stop.
Mm-hmm.
I get stop a lot. Stop, stand there. And
do you understand how the game is scored?
Now I do.
Okay. Dave, let me explain curling to you.
Mm-hmm.
When they refer to the house, that is the target. The button is the center of the target. The key in each end is to try to be the closest to the target and the button specifically by the time your 8 stones are thrown.
How do you know all
this?
Like
shuffleboard.
It's kind of like bags.
Yeah, and bags.
Yeah.
Not really, because really. I asked him that. I said, is it like shuffleboard on ice? And he said, no.
Not really. Mm-hmm. No. Because you have to have strategy to knock out your other team's stones.
Yes.
You're on ice.
When you have your chance to throw.
I would compare most to maybe bocce, bocce ball, except there's not the tiny little ball in the middle.
And then
it's a bullseye.
I think I'm right about this. The last person to throw, the last team to throw,
to slide.
They're referred to as having the hammer. You got the hammer. In the 10th, you got the hammer.
And what's it called if you inadvertently touch the stone with the broom?
Stupid.
Bad luck.
It's now a burned stone.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
See?
That's good.
I was going to say, and I didn't, I got swept away in it all. But it was very cool to learn.
See, here's the thing. You actually did say it. You just did say it.
I would not have said it. Probably shouldn't have said it.
And how heavy are those stones, Andrea?
48 pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many did you lift?
None.
You should see the concessions at the Olympics when the kids went, I want a stone, Mommy! Who's going to carry it back to the United States?
They have training stones, and those are, I think, 38 pounds. They're heavy.
Yeah,
well, do they have stone bags, like bowling bags?
Yeah.
They must have.
They do, and they have special shoes.
Yeah, sliding shoes.
I like the shoes.
With Teflon on the bottom, so you slide all over the place.
Those are cool shoes.
Super cool. And the stone is made in Scotland.
We have a few people who claim they know an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, can you still see that piece online? WGNTV.com.
Yeah, WGNTV.com.
Let me see if these people truly do know an Olympian before we get to a really, really different version of the anthem that came up this weekend at the NBA All-Star Game. Cindy's in Elmhurst. Do you kind of know an Olympian?
I do. In 1980, there was a black gymnast named Gilmore from Iowa State that I knew the gymnastic team, and he made the team. And unfortunately, he didn't get to compete because that was the year we boycotted Russia. He was also Ron Gilmore's son, the Chicago Bear.
Oh, and how did you know him? You went to school with him?
I dated one of the members of the gymnastics team, and he was on it.
Look at you.
Yep.
Did you end up marrying the guy?
I did not end up marrying the guy, no.
What happened? Why'd you break up?
College fling. He was too little.
Well, we'll leave that alone. Thank you for calling.
That's awesome.
Give everybody something from the prize list. Hang on, callers. Karen.
Yes, yes.
You kind of know an Olympian.
Yes, I kind of do. Back in 1968, we were at the Wagon Wheel Resort out in Rockton, Illinois, and they have an indoor ice skating rink.
Okay.
And Janet Lynn was there, and they were taking her publicity shots, and she was doing all these different axles and all these kind of things.
Twizzles and swizzles.
I fell down, and a woman ran over the top of my hand with her skate. My hand went, split open, blood flying everywhere. I walked into the adjacent ice cream shop telling my mother I just met Janet Lynn, and there was blood flying all over the place. It was kind of a memorable moment.
Sounds fantastic. All right. Hold on. And by the way, I don't want to add to the story, but she did lose the hand. No, I don't know.
No.
Steve, the limo driver, you kind of know an Olympian?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, hey. I'm usually on Nick's show.
This is a Nick show. Steve, what do you got for me, buddy?
Portage Park Pool. Mark Spitz used to be the used to do training there.
Come on.
And my grandma used to live right there, and I used to go swimming in that pool all the time. So I swam in the same water that Mark Spitz did like 10 years later.
That is tremendous, Steve. It's almost like you're the same guy. Let's see if I've got this one right. Is it Varsi?
Yes, sir.
Where's the name like Varsi come from?
Well, it's short for a longer Armenian name. My father was Armenian.
Tell me the longer Armenian name.
Varsenig. V-A-R-S-E-N-I-G.
Sounds like a poison. Oh, we'll have to test him for Varsenig.
Exactly. That's why my friends called me Arsenig in Old Lace. That's right.
All right, Varsi, you kind of know an Olympian.
I kind of know an Olympian. I have a friend whose Canadian cousin, Caitlin Laws, is an Olympic curler and won a medal.
Very nice.
I probably know him.
Yeah, because Andrea did a curling story for Channel 9 yesterday. So it's almost a Varsi like you and Andrea are cousins.
It's like we're gold medalists, Varsi.
We are. The Greeks and the Armenians were sticking together.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yep. Hold on.
Yasu.
One more Yasu to you. Charlie's in Joliet. Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, I knew an Olympian, and matter of fact, I swam in the same pool that Spitz swam in over at Portage Park.
Oh, wait, do you know Steve the limo driver?
No, not really. I don't. Maybe by his last name, but Portage Park is a pretty big...
You and Steve doing a synchronized swimming team.
There you go. Now you're talking.
That's right. That's it. That's it.
Or ice dancing.
Prizes for everybody. All right, before we get to the headlines... hey, Joe, give me, you got Fergie? Okay,
yep,
never mind. All right, never mind, Joe. Keep doing the work you're doing. Fergie at the NBA All-Star Game. Now, you know my policy on this. I don't stop the anthem. Okay, so once the anthem plays, we just reverentially sit back and enjoy it?
Listen.
See what you think. This is Fergie at the NBA All-Star Game.
And this is going to take a while.
Without judgment, listen.
Oh, say, can you see? Early light, what so proudly wave at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Listen, I didn't hate it. I thought she was going Marilyn Monroe, happy birthday, JFK, there at the beginning.
It was at the beginning. It grew on me.
Yeah. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Jazzy. Jazzy.
Didn't work for you, huh?
Not so much. I like the traditional Jim Cornelison anthem, I think.
Making love to America,
yes.
Right there.
There you go.
Charles Barkley said he needed a cigarette. Shaq said he loved it. So
yeah. Well, I like Fergie.
She's awesome. She's got a great voice.
But I didn't see that coming. Now, I remind you, when Marvin Gaye sang the anthem in what, 90, 89, 90, 91, somewhere in there?
Sometime around that.
A lot of people hated it.
Oh, yeah.
It's iconic now. Everybody loves it. And he did kind of a funky, jazzed up version of the anthem. So she belted it out.
She sure did. That she did.
I'm going to need a minute. We'll take a break, come back. Headlines next, 720 WGN.